Anselmo was tired, and the tiredness was making him stupid. Also, words like brigades, divisions, army corps confused him. First there had been columns, then there were regiments, then there were brigades. Now there were brigades and divisions both. He did not understand. A place was a place. "Take it slowly, old one," Robert Jordan said. He knew that if he could not make Anselmo understand, he could never explain it clearly to Andres either. "The Estado Mayor of the division is a place the general will have picked to set up his organization to command. He commands a division, which is two brigades. I do not know where it is because I was not there when it was picked. It will probably be a cave or dugout, a refuge, and wires will run to it. Andres must ask for the general and for the Estado Mayor of the division. He must give this to the general or to the chief of his Estado Mayor or to another whose name I will write. One of them will surely be there, even if the others are out inspecting the preparations for the attack. Do you understand now?"
"Yes."
"Then get Andres, and I will write it now and seal it with this seal." He showed him the small, round, wooden-backed rubber stamp with the seal of the SIM and the round, tin-covered inking pad, no bigger than a 50-cent piece he carried in his pocket. "That seal they will honor. Get Andres now, and I will explain to him. He must go quickly, but first he must understand."
"He will understand if I do, but you must make it very clear. This of staffs and divisions is a mystery to me. Always have I gone to such things as definite places, such as a house. In Navacerrada, it is in the old hotel where the place of command is. In Guadarrama, it is in a house with a garden."
"With this general," Robert Jordan said, "it will be some place very close to the lines. It will be underground to protect from the planes. Andres will find it easily by asking, if he knows what to ask for. He will only need to show what I have written. But fetch him now, for this should get there quickly." Anselmo went out, ducking under the hanging blanket. Robert Jordan commenced writing in his notebook.
"Listen, Inglés," Pablo said, still looking at the wine bowl.
"I am writing," Robert Jordan said, without looking up.
"Listen, Inglés," Pablo spoke directly to the wine bowl. "There is no need to be disheartened in this. Without Sordo, we have plenty of people to take the posts and blow thy bridge."
"Good," Robert Jordan said, without stopping writing.
"Plenty," Pablo said. "I have admired thy judgment much today, Inglés," Pablo told the wine bowl. "I think thou hast much picardia, that thou art smarter than I am. I have confidence in thee."
Concentrating on his report to Goltz, trying to put it in the fewest words and still make it absolutely convincing, trying to put it so the attack would be canceled, absolutely, yet convince them he wasn't trying to have it called off because of any fears he might have about the danger of his own mission, but wished only to put them in possession of all the facts, Robert Jordan was hardly half listening.
"Inglés," Pablo said.
"I am writing," Robert Jordan told him, without looking up.
"I probably should send two copies," he thought. "But if I do, we will not have enough people to blow it if I have to blow it. What do I know about why this attack is made? Maybe it is only a holding attack. Maybe they want to draw those troops from somewhere else. Perhaps they make it to draw those planes from the north. Maybe that is what it is about. Perhaps it is not expected to succeed. What do I know about it? This is my report to Goltz. I do not blow the bridge until the attack starts. My orders are clear, and if the attack is called off, I blow nothing. But I've got to keep enough people here for the bare minimum necessary to carry the orders out."
"What did you say?" he asked Pablo.
"That I have confidence, Inglés."
Pablo was still addressing the wine bowl.
"Man, I wish I had," Robert Jordan thought.
He went on writing.